Hi, you have reached the podcast of Professor Chaim Shor. In this podcast, what do we know of God?
What do we know of God? This eternal question has been the focus of human endeavors for millennia. Prophet Isaiah delivers a succinct answer to it, describing his vision of the seraphim crying to each other, saying, Isaiah 6:3, Kadosh, 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 holy, 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 is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his kavod, glory. Based on this verse from the Bible, a Jew prays several times a day in the most sacred part of the daily prayer, Tefillat Shmona Esra. You are Kadosh and your name is Kadosh. However, the English translation of Kadosh, holy, fails to deliver the full scope of the meaning of the Hebrew language root K.D.S, source of Kadosh. When a Jewish groom marries his loved one, he recites under the bridal canopy, Kappa, as he places a ring on her finger. With this ring, you are consecrated, Mekadishet, to me according to the law of Moses and Israel. The translation is somewhat misleading. There is no intention to state that the bride becomes sanctified or holy. Rather, that the bride becomes separated, namely, unavailable and inaccessible to other men. Indeed, when we examine various biblical uses of the root K.D.S, this interpretation keeps resurfacing. Examples: Leviticus 20:26, And you shall be holy, Kadoshim, to me, for I Jehovah am holy, Kadosh, and have separated you from the peoples to be mine. Numbers 6:2-5. When either man or woman shall pronounce a special vow of a Nazarite to separate themselves to Jehovah. All the days of the vow of his separation, there shall no razor come on his head, until the days are fulfilled, during which he separates himself to Jehovah. Translated literally from the original biblical Hebrew. Until the days are fulfilled, during which he determines to be Kadosh to Jehovah. Numbers 6:8, all the days of his separation, he is separate, Kadosh, to Jehovah. Kadosh in biblical Hebrew simply means separate. But what does it mean that God is separate? Separate from what? The first verse of Genesis says it all, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. With these seven non-ambiguous Hebrew words, the Bible declares, in its first verse, that pantheism, namely, God and the world are one, that this credo is null and void. In the beginning, God had created the spiritual world, the heavens, and he had created the physical world, the earth. Therefore, God cannot be part of the created. God is separate, Kadosh, and beyond. This fundamental tenet of the Jewish faith is well rooted in the Torah and in various Jewish interpretations delivered by Jewish rabbis over the ages. Let us address two examples. Example 1. One of the Hebrew names for God is the place, Habmakom. This bizarre term originated in the following verse, part of the divine response to Moses, who had requested, Show me your glory, Kivadka, Exodus 33:18. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place with me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Exodus 33:21-23. And I will cover thee with my hand, while I pass by, and I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back, but my face shall not be seen. Jewish rabbis explain the place, Bereshit Rabbah 68:9. That he is the place of the world, but not the world his place. Example 2. By similar vein, in Exodus 33:18-20. I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And he said, Thou cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. In other words, seeing God, my face, is impossible while we live. Apart from God's separation from the created, no other knowledge of God is possible. Humans cannot know anything else. Indeed, all biblical Hebrew names for the divine, supposedly describing God, are mere coins for observable modes of divine leadership, modes via which God sustains and manages his creation. And these modes are all observed post factum, as accurately conveyed in the Bible. Thou shalt see my back, but my face shall not be seen. We now understand why the seraphim, in Isaiah's vision, turned to God by his most important and significant name, Kadosh, namely separate and beyond his creation. And that is all we know of God. We, mere mortals, have to make do with this important message and fundamental distinction, expressed so explicitly by the very first verse of Genesis, and repeated elsewhere as we have demonstrated. God is not part of the world. There was creation. God created the non-physical, the heavens, and he created the physical, the earth. Therefore, God is Kadosh and his name is Kadosh.